Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Gina Nunez Emshire, Marilyn Doring, and Azuri Gonzalez. And they're here to talk about a special conference that's going to be taking place next month. And that is on April 6th and 7th. And that's the Women's History Month. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of those events and some of the other things that are going to be happening before the conference. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us here today. So first of all, as I mentioned, Women's History Month, there are many events that have been going on throughout the month. But tell us a little bit about perhaps a background of women's history, because it's grown tremendously.
Absolutely. This is the sixth year that we're going to be hosting this conference at UTEP. And as you said, you know, it's been covered in different years and different locations because March is Women's History Month. Except we're actually doing this conference in early April because there's a lot going on this March. We have the Sun Conference. We had spring break, and it was just too much to put into an academic calendar. So women's history has been recognized all over the world as, you know, the International Women's Day was March 8th. So just bringing awareness to the contributions of women in science and history, politics, education, and everyday life, all the unseen achievements and contributions women make in our world that oftentimes go unrecognized. So we're happy to be part of this.
I'm glad you mentioned that because, and it's too bad that because it's Women's History Month, you know, we learn about accomplishments that women have had and made throughout history. It kind of like, you know, Black History Month or Hispanic Heritage Month. These events, I mean, these people have been known for years, but nobody's ever given them the credit. Like, you know, the women behind the Civil War, the women behind this, and, you know, the saying goes, behind every great man is a great woman. And women are starting to make a big impact, not starting, but starting to get recognized as far as the impact. And so with us, as I mentioned also, is Marilyn Doring. And Marilyn, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about the some of the events that have been going on here at UTEP, and then the upcoming conference.
Sure. So this month we're going to show this film called No Más Bebés, and it's a documentary featuring the Madrigal versus Quill case, and it focuses on how Mexican immigrant women were forcibly sterilized against their will and without their knowledge in Los Angeles in the 1960s and 70s. We'll have the producer of the film, Virginia Espino, here for a Q&A, so the public is welcome to come and join us. It's March 23rd at the Union Cinema from 5 to 7. But just we host events like that, or what we call topical teas, where we have discussions about current topics because we know it's important, and sometimes you don't face these topics in class, so we have a platform for people to do so.
As you mentioned, class, there are starting to be a lot more classes being offered under the Women's Studies column, but they're open to, you know, some people think, well, you know, I'm not a history major or I'm not a Women's Studies major or minor, but these classes are being offered to everyone, so everyone can take advantage of finding out a little bit more about these specific women.
Yes, absolutely. There's classes that cross list with tons of different majors. There's anthropology, sociology, biology, health sciences, politics. There's so many cross listings that you can be in almost any major or minor program, and you can still take a women's studies course, and it'll relate to you.
Joining us as well this morning is Azuri Gonzalez, and she is been in charge of kind of putting all this together. And so, Azuri, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us perhaps some of the highlights and some of the things that people can look forward to as far as this conference will be taking place in April.
Well, actually, I want to give credit where credit is due. This has been the work of the Women's Studies program, so I'll let them speak definitely to the work. But as a colleague from the Center for civic engagement and awareness and participation is utterly important. And we need these kinds of conferences to engage people in conversations that otherwise would go unnoticed or discussed. But Gina, I know you all.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me for interrupting, but sure. You just mentioned, you know, the Center for Civic Engagement, which is you are the director, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And when that phrase comes out, what comes into my mind anyway is because I've been here so long is Kathy Stout. And Kathy has always been involved in all of these events and helping students get involved, both male and female, working in the community. So you have been a student of Dr. Stout. And if you wouldn't mind sharing with us the impact that she's had on you and some of the things that she continues to do.
Of course. And the fact that you bring her up, it's also very important because that she's going to be honored through this event. And rightly so. She has been a pioneer in this institution as well as in the Borderlands. She has been instrumental in bringing awareness to a lot of the issues that impact not only women in our community but families, their children. Personally, I've had the honor and privilege of working with her for 16, 17 years. First, as a student in one of her classes, she impacted me directly. And as a result of her ability to really push students to go beyond their comfort zone and to really explore issues from a completely different lens, I really credit her for much of my perspective as far as always being critical of what's just otherwise spoon-fed to us as citizens in our community. And her legacy is tremendous. Having been the founding director of the Center for Civic Engagement, she really set the stage for what we continue to do today, and that is engaging faculty and students in our community to explore social problems and to really partake in coming up with solutions.
And engaging and getting students and faculty and the community to work together. Gina, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us what some of those things have, how they have contributed to UTEP and Women's History Month and the Women's Studies program.
Absolutely. I also like to credit Dr. Kathy Stout and Dr. Mimi Gladstein, who were the co-founders of Women and Gender Studies. The program itself has gone through an evolution. It was Women's Studies in the past, but a couple of years ago, it was transformed to Women's and Gender Studies because we also cover LGBTQA issues and also masculinities. And we've had our students saying, where do we fit? So it's been a bit more embracive and inclusive. So our title has changed. And so this year for the 6th Annual Women's History Conference, we're really glad that we're able to honor the legacy of Dr. Kathy Stout because she has been instrumental in developing these institutions and these programs that have now created opportunities to people for people to be of service. So it's our ability and our kind of strategy to document the impact of service in our community. And we've clocked in thousands of human hours that have been contributed to the El Paso region. And it's our contribution and civic engagement role that has really allowed us to get national recognition. So being named number one for social mobility, being recognized by Washington Monthly as, you know, these people are doing something extraordinary and they're giving back to their community. And when we think about who we serve as UTEP, we serve this region and we recruit our students from this region. This is the university that serves this region. So our students come from there and go back and give back. And I think if you ask our students, you know, why do you get involved? It's this desire that they have. It's a very genuine desire to give back and have a meaningful impact in their community because that's where they come from.
And if I may interject, because you mentioned giving back and students and former students and a good friend of mine and a friend of the community's just retired great journalist, Diana Washington Valdez, and she wrote several books on the missing women in Juarez and the murders of the women. And that's a great example of how, you know, someone like Diana has brought us up to, as you mentioned, the national level. And it's not on a good note, but it's the fact that some people are doing something about it and caring to bring that issue to the forefront.
Absolutely. And Dr. Kathy Stout has written about the women of Juarez. And it's interesting you mentioned journalist Diana Washington Valdez, because she just wrote a piece about Kathy. She interviewed her in the El Paso Times. So it was such an homage to be able to recognize people. And for me, it's important to recognize people while they're still alive, while they're still active, while they're still involved, so they can see what they have planted, right? They can see the trees and the fruits of the seeds they've planted. And I certainly wish for people to join us April 6th from 4 to 5:30 at the Tomas Rivera Conference Center at the UTEP Student Union, for us to join together and recognize the legacy of Kathy Stout. She's written more than 15, 16 books on this region, on women, on gender, on social justice. She's done an amazing work. And I think she's definitely who I want to be like when I grow up. And that's a tall order.
My question is, and our listeners might be interested in this as well, is what are some of those classes and bringing them together? Has it been difficult to find material for that or to address it? Or what are some of the challenges that you've faced, Marilyn?
Well, one of the classes I can remember off the top of my head is Sex, Culture, and Evolution. So we talk about sex, culture, and evolution. We did briefly discuss trans issues there. It is difficult to find material, I think, because often when you have a community that's been alienated for so long, you really can't find sources who are willing to openly discuss. And, you know, it also depends on whose view you're seeing these discussions from. If you're seeing them from someone who isn't trans, you're likely not to get appropriate information or accurate information. But the professor for that course does an excellent job with the material that she has.
As far as the conference is coming up, we've mentioned the dates, we've mentioned the place, but we haven't mentioned some of the panels and some of the featured speakers, if you wouldn't mind sharing that with us, ladies.
Sure, absolutely. So we have things like Women and Religion. There's one panel entitled Women and Gender in the Anglo-Saxon World. We also have a male mentoring panel, and we'll have the Do One Thing Bystander Intervention presentation from Oscar, Women in the Middle East, Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, things like that, Black Feminist, just a different variety of topics.
We also have anthropologist Dr. Patricia Savella joining us from UC Santa Cruz, and she'll be speaking on intersectionality and reproductive justice. So that will be April 7th, and we welcome the public to come join us. We're bringing amazing scholars to the table, and we're recognizing our own amazing scholars locally.
What are some of the other things that people may look forward to? Because as Gina just mentioned, it's open to the public, and sometimes when we have conferences here at UTEP, the community might think, well, it's only for academics or teachers, but it's something that we're all interested in.
Well, the panels are fairly inclusive, but we'll also have like big sessions. So the one with Dr. Savella is a big session, and the day before, April 6th, we'll have this laughter yoga session after lunch, which is open to anyone.
The women in the Middle East, which you just mentioned a little while ago, it's very timely, very topical. And I was just reading a story in the New York Times yesterday that the women being held hostage by ISIS are being forced to take birth control, and not because they care about the women, but because of the fear of them getting pregnant. And, you know, when I say women, like the reporter wrote, they're facing women issues, but these are really little girls.
Yes.
Mm. You mind?
Yeah, a lot of women's issues are human rights issues, and what's affecting women in other parts of the world affects us, especially in a global context. People are crossing borders, and they come with a lot of these traumas. And so we'll have a very diverse group of panelists from health and women in the media, how women continuously get depicted in a disparaging way, that we're all responsible for being critical of the knowledge that we consume as people in this society, and how we connect to what's happening to young women and young girls all over the world, that what's affecting them affects us, and we're one human group. And there's so much that needs to be done still to advocate for equity for women and inclusion.
We've run out of time, but if you wouldn't mind sharing with us again the times, the dates, and also if you wouldn't mind mentioning the film No Más Bebés and what the date is for that.
Sure, absolutely. So the film No Más Bebés is March 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. In the Union Cinema. The conference itself is April 6th and 7th from 8 to like 3:30 p.m. And both days will be in the Union East on the first floor.
As we close, if people want to find out more about the conference or registering online, Gina, what do they need to do?
So please look us up online, Women's History Month Conference at UTEP, and we welcome you to register if you want to join us. It's open to the public. This is an opportunity for us to get informed. So look for us, Women's History Month Conference at UTEP, and you can look for us online.
And it's free.
And that's important.
That's
because
important.
A lot of people may again not know about it. But again, you can go to Women's History at the UTEP website and just type in Women's History Conference, and it'll find it for you. And again, that's on April 6th and 7th. Joining us on Focus on Campus this morning are Gina Nunez, Marilyn Doreen, and Asudi Gonzalez, talking about the upcoming conference, Women's History Month, which will be taking place April 6th and 7th. And again, if you want additional information, you can go to the UTEP website and just type in Women's History Month Conference. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Science.